Iran ready to discuss compromises to reach nuclear deal, minister tells BBC in Tehran. Russia killed opposition leader Alexei Navalny using dart frog toxin, UK says. Rubio says US and Europe belong together despite tensions. Motorbike raids on villages kill at least 30 in Nigeria. Giselle Pellicut tells BBC, I felt crushed by horror, but I don't feel anger. Obama addresses racist video shared by Trump depicting him as an ape. No arrests made after police search residence near Nancy Guthrie's home. Casey Wasserman to sell talent agency after Epstein fallout. Police wear fancy dress in Rio Carnival. Phone theft, sting Cuban cigar festival called off as U.S. blockade worsens energy crisis. Planned U.S.-funded baby vaccine trial in Guinea-Bissau blasted by WHO. We are not protected, says Hebron mayor as Israel expands West Bank control. Orban rival accuses opponents of blackmail plot ahead of Hungary election. Indian man admits plot to kill U.S.-based Sikh separatist leader. Top Goldman Sachs lawyer who called Epstein Uncle Jeffrey resigns. France probes baby formula producers over contamination recalls. Oil refinery blaze hits Cuba as fuel crisis deepens. Trump will be gone in 3 years. Top Democrats try to reassure Europe. An abduction war, a Bitcoin demand, and a TV icon. Why Nancy Guthrie's case has gripped the U.S. The spectacular multi-million euro heist nobody noticed. Is this a very Chinese time in your life? The trend boosting China's soft power. Canadians are with you, says PM at Tumblr Ridge Vigil. Can Bangladesh's new leader bring change after election landslide? He was once a teen superstar. Why did James Van Der Beek need help to pay his medical bills? The war dead pictured on banned Ukrainian athlete's helmet. Six possible effects of Trump's climate policy change. Kenyans drop flowers for Valentine's bouquets of cash. Not everyone is impressed. The two Chinese-American Olympians competing for rival superpowers. Watch Moment crew docks at International Space Station. Tribes grant the Colorado River legal personhood. Can this help save it? Gasps and disbelief in U.S. as Quad God's Olympic dream crumbles. Watch. I am a survivor, Giselle Pellicut tells BBC Newsnight. Trump, Netanyahu agreed. U.S. should press Iran to cut oil sales to China, Axios reports. Exclusive. U.S. refiner Valero to import up to 6.5 million barrels of Venezuelan crude in March, sources say. Trump tells troops fear is powerful motivator in difficult Iran talks. Oil prices settle slightly higher as optimism around U.S. inflation data outweighs OPEC supply concerns. Trump says he will visit Venezuela after very good relationship with interim president. Oil prices set for second straight weekly loss over supply glut forecasts. Gold holds above $5,000, set for weekly gain, while silver on track for loss. Analysis: Trump EPA ends emissions limits for U.S. automakers. State rules, lawsuits could follow. Exclusive: Venezuela's PDVSA selling oil only to individually licensed companies, sources say. Pentagon threatens to cut off Anthropic in AI safeguards dispute, Axios reports. Russian stocks lower at close of trade, MOX Russia index unchanged. Indian lender Manappuram gets RBI nod for Bain Capital to take joint control. SpaceX's Starlink gets nod for satellite internet in Vietnam. NVIDIA CEO Huang won't attend India AI Summit next week. Company says AI film school trains next generation of Hollywood movie makers. Why U.S.-Japan pact is underappreciated among institutional investors. Can the rally in energy stocks continue? Morgan Stanley weighs in. Why would Tesla want to build 100 gigawatts of solar manufacturing capacity? Analysis: EU weighs two-track approach to break economic reform deadlock. U.S. consumer prices rise by cooler-than-expected 2.4% year-on-year in January. U.S. consumer price index dips below forecast, signaling a potential slowdown in inflation. Poland inflation rises to 2.2% in January, exceeding expectations.